The word backslider is in the Bible. It must have meaning. There are narratives in the scripture which make you shudder. They are neither pleasant nor hopeful. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed. That is desertion in the face of the enemy. Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. That is rebellion. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. That is treasonable conduct. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it. That is misrepresentation with the intent to defraud. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. That is fraternization with the foe. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. That is assumed and false identity. Paul fears always that he should be a castaway. He places this check before the Christians. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? A reprobate, according to the dictionary, is rejected as not of standard purity, condemned, scoundrel, vicious, corrupt, morally abandoned, unprincipled, depraved, rejected of God, or foreordained to damnation. It isn't an optimistic picture. These passages describe people out of touch. Their misery is the result of carelessness, disobedience, and presumption. They are unhappy and ineffective. They are as miserable as any you can find on earth. First, a spiritual relapse is always a possibility. I didn't say it was necessary. Thank God. Thousands and thousands never once turn back, never once yearn for the beggarly things of a world system. Through the Holy Spirit, provision has been made for the believer to be more than conquerors. That is my God-given privilege. I do not need to be lukewarm as such, so reprehensible to God that he spews me from his mouth. And since Jesus is the mouth of God, the living word, that is serious business. The warning has been posted. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. That warning follows this passage. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses, in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. I must maintain a constant watch and alert. I can be overthrown. That is the danger which faces every believer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. We face right now the greatest of all pressures. Second, the symptoms are always heart symptoms. The text reminds us, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. The condition begins inwardly and moves outwardly. It starts by giving hospitality to doubt. It starts when you entertain the question mark, hath God said? Outward appearances follow. Failure to read God's word, canceling prayer time, slackening of attendance at the services, loss of desire to witness. It isn't any more difficult to pick out the backslider in church than a case of measles in public. I need periodic examination of my spirit just as I need a physical check of my body. Am I filled with my own ways? Do I place fishing and boating ahead of the Sunday school and church? Do I place real estate and business before the advancement of the kingdom of God? Am I more interested in my children acquiring fame and popularity in the world than in giving them to the service and ministry of the Lord? Third, the results are always the same. Cancer is deadly, so is backsliding. The text says, the backslider in heart shall be filled, notice the word, with his own ways. That doesn't leave much room for God. The New Testament interprets this as walking after the flesh instead of walking after the Spirit. One thing is certain, these represent different directions. That man who is walking after the flesh isn't keeping company with that man who is walking after the Spirit. He is a man filled with himself, self-willed, self-assertive, self-centered, self-opinionated, with self enthroned instead of Christ, wanting his way instead of God's way. That person won't produce much victory in church or much saving influence upon the community. The following conditions are evident. First, his state is insecure. I'm speaking about his state, not his standing. Christ always stands ready to save. I am in him. I have no other standing, otherwise I fall. Our state is what we are in ourselves. I take a look at myself. Do I myself like what I see? Am I happy with the man that I am? Do I like the way he acts, smells, talks, responds? If I'm not happy with him, is Christ happy with him? The backslider in heart is filled with his own ways. I know one thing, a backslider feels apprehensive. Second, his profession lacks sincerity. He gives a world system reason to doubt. It is a pose and not a possession. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. The talk is big, the living is small. The backslider is a spiritual mulatto, the most difficult of all conditions of society. If you want to be miserable, be a backslider. Third, his life is inconsistent. God desires that our conduct and character match. He wants our doctrine translated into duty. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Fourth, his service is ineffective. You can't serve self and the Savior at the same time. The flesh is an enemy to Christ. It says, at all times, I will not have this man to rule over me. The Old Testament preacher said, Ephraim shall say, what have I to do with idols? I've heard him and observed him. I'm like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Christ is not magnified through the exaltation of self. Christ is magnified through the denial of self. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. So that condition of the backslider, insecure, insincere, inconsistent, ineffective, these four qualities will provide all the misery you can handle. But backsliders may return. That's the good news. Return thou, backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. There is always a welcome. That isn't always true in society. An offended marriage doesn't always welcome you back. An offended political party doesn't always welcome you back. But God does. And my text says, a good man satisfied from himself, that inner peace, that sense of well-being, reconciliation, commitment, are the best of all rewards. David experienced it. After his devastating experience with Bathsheba, he returned to testify, all my springs are in thee. There's no satisfaction in backsliding, whatever the allurement. It is a dry, hollow existence. Satisfaction is in Christ. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into eternal life. So come back, backslider. There is a welcome for you. You've lugged around that misery long enough. We're ready for the long, long altar. Some have wanted to come way back. Jesus welcomes you, and we welcome you. There's room to kneel within a step or two. You'll find a great company of folk here in the next 10 seconds. Maud DeVault found the long, long altar as it passed through 200 South Cherry Street, apartment 109, Medicine Lodge, Kansas. She was a prisoner of asthma. She wheezed and coughed in her torment for breath. Hour after hour, she was forced to sit. Then a miserable rash covered her body. Doctors could furnish no relief. It was then that she tumbled into the arms of the great physician. She began to weep and sing praises. As she left the long, long altar and headed toward bed, Jesus met her at the bedroom door. The victor of Calvary took charge, and the result was rest. Sweet rest, the first undisturbed night of relaxation in bed. She says, I arose the next morning feeling like a new person. Every bit of the hard breathing and painful suffering had vanished. I believe such healing. I believe it's for today. I believe Christ loves you, and his love is sufficient grounds upon which to claim your miracle. Heavenly Father, above all gifts, we thank thee for Jesus. I confess him to be thy only begotten Son with total authority. I thank thee for writing heaven's credentials upon so many bodies in this audience. Initiate victory in those who have only known thee afar off in rituals and forms of respectable religion. In this moment, I pray that they may meet the living Christ. And I pray for the wanderer. Bring peace to those who have never known peace. I pray for the unadjusted. Arrange friendship and common interests and understanding. I pray for so many who are trying to make ends meet financially. Bring down prices. Stop this horrible inflation. Keep saving our loved ones, Jesus. I ask these blessings in thy name. Amen. I never want to leave the long altar. There's such reality here. And the Holy Spirit never glorifies an impotent Christ. The book of Acts proves that Jesus is high priest, appearing constantly on our behalf, and we who are spirit-filled are sensitive to the resurrection ministry of our Lord. Now, I'm conscious that a man with a bleeding ulcer is within the shadows of the long, long altar. He's struggling with a very severe and narrow choice of foods, and tension is unbearable, and trying to earn a living is most difficult. Jesus has come to you, sir. He chooses you to be a text for your community to read. You must give faithful witness to your healing. You must be an example of Christian service so that your renewed strength is tithed and invested in the kingdom. And I'm so glad for you. Yes, this is the meeting that millions know around the world. It's a fellowship touched by the Spirit of God. It was neither incidental or accidental that you were with us. You were meant to be. It will be the same when we're called to the meeting in the air. And until such meetings, here or there, depend upon this, that it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.